Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Oh, you guys better enjoy it.
Fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
Yes.
Quarterback log. I'll report back shortly. Justin out.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog Sin, with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's freezing outside.
It's like almost in the negatives here. It's cold.
It will be by the time we're done recording, but let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Aloha, boys.
Hey, what's up, mother.
We're on polar opposite sides of this shit. Turkey's done, man. Yeah.
Well, all right, folks, we got the gang all back together. Kyle's back from his trip, so we get to talk about some football. Lots going on. It's playoff weekend, so there's some games happening. Sadly, none of them with the Chargers, but there's still so many things to talk about. And we've got a Craig Experience and an Ask Bold fam lined up for you, so let's waste no time. Start at the top here. We need to talk about one of our brethren of the Die Hard Bold Club. Our very own Patrick, sadly, of the Die Hard Bowl Club Central Valley is very sick. He's in the hospital right now. We just want to send him our love. I've been seeing everybody talk about him on Twitter, which is awesome. Everybody, you know, shooting him prayers, sending their love.
He's one of ever been to Thunder Alley. You know who Patrick is.
Yeah.
You might not know him by name, but if you saw him, you're like, yeah, I know that guy. He's the best.
He is the best.
We got to go to the draft with him, and like, yes. I danced with him in the aisle. Mm-hmm. We got in trouble. Security was not feeling our. We tried to do the lift from Dirty Dancing.
Yes,
didn't quite pull it off. We got some work to do in practice, but I hope you feel better, buddy. Man, I really feel bad.
You're going through that.
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah, please stay strong, Patrick. If you're hearing this, and there is a GoFundMe that's being set up to help Patrick out for some of those medical costs. And we're going to put that link down in the YouTube description. So if you're feeling giving, please, this is just a great guy,
yeah,
Patrick. And he's just part of the Bolt fam and a huge pillar of the community for the Die Hard Bolt Club. So we love you, buddy.
Yeah,
and I hope you're doing okay.
Feel better.
All right. Well, looking at the playoff wild card weekend,
it was wild.
Some crazy games. Yeah, man. Some people's predictions of like, oh, that's going to be this team against this team in the Super Bowl. It's like, they're already gone, buddy. They're already out.
Yeah.
So pretty wild.
It's been fun. Kyle and I have been doing, as of late, we've been doing this.
Of course you're going to bring this up.
We've been doing some, you know, some brotherly bets. We're just playing with, you know, just brotherly bets, keeping track of it.
Like next little $10 to keep,
yeah.
The Chargers are out. It's something to keep us interested in.
Invested in the game, you know, yeah. Makes it more fun. It's going pretty well. You know, it's been fun. We're watching a lot of games, and I've been betting against my brother a lot, and I'm doing pretty well. So I'm pretty
it's
good about
incredible.
It.
It's actually incredible how how bad this is right now. I kind of want to drop
like toothpicks on the floor and see if Kevin can tell me how many are there because he might be.
He would 100%. Well, I don't know. He might not be able to, but I definitely could. I would be off by a million. Because it's like we do every other game. So like there's two games today. I picked the first one, what I liked. And then he picked the second one. And then the other person just has to accept it.
Yeah.
Whatever that
person. No choice.
Picked. So it's just like. I took the Lions -3. They win by one. It's just like these incredible, like there's just no way around it. Ideas like Steelers, they were +10. It's like, just keep it close. Like, pile of crap. You're playing in -20 degrees. You shouldn't allow 31 points in a game.
Yeah.
But of course I had them +10 and they lost by 14. It's just like, I don't know. We did a college basketball game the other day. The over under was 150. Kev took the over. 151 was the total.
I'm on fire. Like, we're going to be so ready for Vegas.
He can't lose. He can't lose. We're going to go to Vegas. I'm going to put $5 bets on every game.
Kev's
going to do the exact opposite. With the
I'll do 20. I'll do 20 on everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll make up for it.
We're going to walk out of there rich men.
The Chiefs are the only freaking game that I won this weekend.
You won that one. I'm very proud of my Packer destroying the Cowboys. Yeah. Like, that
I wasn't even mad at that one.
At home, dude, too.
I was just sitting there with my wife was, you know, finally had some time. The kids were chill. She was watching her game and just, like, seeing her face light up. And, like, because she wasn't expecting much. They were,
dude.
Cowboys were supposed to beat the shit out of the Packers. Dude,
Tyler, our brother-in-law, is in a dark place right now.
The Bears fan.
Real dark. Jordan Love is the guy.
Oh yeah, he's a full on football player now. Yeah,
Tyler is not in a good place right now with the Packers. Like, the hardest part too is Jordan Love throws exactly like Aaron Rodgers. He does all of his little weird like back foot flicks.
When he's really?
Quick release,
like his little toss thing. Like, he looks, he's a little bit taller, but he looks just like when he throws the ball. He is Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
So it's just a sad day for Bears fans. to see Jordan Love do that in the playoffs. Oh, yeah. Man, that sucks. And then the Texans.
I was going to say, the Texans. Scary. That's
CJ
wild.
CJ Stroud may have just topped our boy Justin's rookie year. He's playing pretty incredible.
It's numbers-wise, he hasn't. He didn't, because Justin had way more touchdowns. But they're saying, like, the hypothetical, like, the whole year, if you look at it, he won his first playoff game. So, so he's having a better year in that sense.
Mm-hmm. He faced the number one defense in the whole NFL and put up 45 points in his first playoff game.
So
that's pretty impressive.
Hey, it's a good thing. Good quarterbacks coming into the league. We can't have the best one. He needs some competition.
Justin's not better, but they're just good. Yeah. Like, the Texans will be an AFC opponent.
They'll be a problem for a while, yeah.
Do we play them next year? I don't remember if they're on the list of opponents. For next year, I know they came out with opponents, obviously not a schedule or anything like that, but the home games, away games. No, I'm just curious. I was just throwing it out.
I don't know.
It's fine if we don't know. We'll figure it out partway through this episode. But yeah, and then we're watching the Buccaneers smack the Philadelphia Eagles.
Where did that? What happened?
I was gonna say, like, I haven't heard a peep out of the Buccaneers. Now, granted, my finger's not on the pulse of all the other NFL teams in the league.
No, they won their division with 9 wins.
Yeah, it was just like, all right. I was like surprised. I was like, wow, Buccaneers made it in the playoffs. Good for them. I
didn't know they were them. Yeah. Sounds like my grandma used to root for the other team because we'd beat them so bad. Yeah. Like, I'm just rooting for the other team because I want them to have fun. It sounds like what that was.
Sweetie.
Old Patty Duggan.
Yeah. But crazy weekend for football, and we'll see where it ends up going. It's going to be some fun games, I think, coming up here next weekend for sure. But let's not talk about the rest of the league. Let's talk about our Chargers here. It's Charger Chat, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Because today, folks, Monday, January 15th, we found out that the Chargers completed their interview with Jim Harbaugh for head coach. In-person interview, I should say. He came out to L.A., sat down, interviewed with them, and... Now everybody's going to be like, why'd they let him leave the building? And that includes player Sean Merriman.
Yeah, exactly.
Who tweeted out, I just need to know, was it in person or Zoom? Because if it was in person and nobody called me to block the door so he couldn't leave, I'll be upset.
I love Sean Merriman so much.
I love that, yeah.
But it was
in person, Sean.
It was. Yeah. Sorry they didn't give you a call.
Yeah, we need him around at all times. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because the Rooney Rule, I misread it last time we talked about it, Adam. You and I talked about it. We're like, we're almost ready to go. They changed it in 2021 where they're in-person interviews.
They have to be in person, yes.
Yeah, so we're short.
Zoom strikes again.
Yeah, God damn it, Zoom. So we don't have the necessary interviews to satisfy the Rooney Rule. So I think as soon as that happens, this next weekend, we'll be in much better.
The Chargers are interviewing everyone under the sun. I wouldn't be surprised.
They've been interviewing a lot of
people in the next couple days. Yeah. it's just like they give this interview, this guy interviewed this guy. So they're going to interview everyone. Now that like the Cowboys are out, there's a whole other level of coaches to interview. And it's just like, it's going to be just constant interviews. I think Harbaugh too is like, he got interviewed by two teams last year. He interviewed with the Vikings. And was it the
I just read this.
I know, I just read it too.
Denver.
He interviewed with the Broncos.
Really?
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. So he interviewed with two and nothing happened. So it's like, I don't think he's jumping at the first thing that comes along. I think it's going to be, let's talk about it. Okay, I'll go back and talk to Michigan, see where they're at, see what this NCAA investigation is really, where that stands. I don't think it's going to be a like a quick decision by any means. I think it'll be in the next couple of weeks probably. But I don't think it's, I never thought.
Do you want to make a bet with Kevin on how quickly?
Let's go. It's on. I was just about to say this is happening as soon as it's physically possible to happen.
I definitely won't get that one.
No, it's definitely, I don't know. I'm looking at some of the, what's happening in Michigan, some of the players that are decommitting, some of the players that are deciding to go to the NFL. There is a lot of crumbs that you can follow to be like, you know what, if I'm putting together a case, if I'm a sleuth, if I'm a PI, it makes sense that this shit's going down pretty soon for us.
Detective Huggins on the case.
Detective Huggin.
It's like, you, if you're going to leave Michigan, you want to go somewhere you can win right away. And I know our cap is not great right now, but no other open vacancy
is
has
what
a
we offer.
Quarterback. None of them have it. None of them have a Justin Herbert. So it's like, as long as you have that one piece, you can like bring in some B players, some like rookie Cs that you could develop, and you could still go out and win 10 games next year and get into the dance. So I don't understand how he would land anywhere else. If I really believe it's either the Chargers or he stays at Michigan. Those are the two things. Hopefully he picks soon so we don't lose out on every other option.
But I think that's why it's going to happen quick, is because like there's just a lot of stuff that moves quickly once this opens up. And it's not just the head coach, it's the staff. You know, I'm sure, and he's got a difficult situation too, because he's got probably staff at Michigan that, you know, he wants to bring with him. What happens with that? So hopefully the interview that happened today was like, all right, this is done. We're good to go. We're going to wait till next week. You go back and get all your guys lined up. We agreed to everything. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you when you come in to sign and take photos and start your documentary for us. Not all in. It's got to be something else, but something.
It'll be interesting, to see if they come up with something, you know, what their, not their slogan, but like what's their chant, what's their mantra, what's their, you know, core going to be when it comes to getting Harbaugh as a head coach, because they were, what was the Michigan one? It was like, who does it better than us? Nobody.
Oh, who has it better than us? That's like a Harbaugh saying.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Yeah. Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Coming to YouTube. And looking over at The Athletic, there was an article there, I'm sure written by Dan Popper, but it might not have been.
He was a part of one of the authors.
Okay. It said, their general manager search has been more focused than the coaching search. All three interviews they have announced, Giants assistant GM Brandon Brown, Ravens director of player personnel Joe Hortiz.
And Hortiz.
Sorry.
I hope he's our GM, because I'm calling him Hortiz from now on. You have a new nickname.
Dude, your face. Right,
I cannot wait for that little cereal box with Joe Hortiz on it. I'm going to win that.
And Chicago Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham have ties to Harbaugh. All three of those guys have ties to Harbaugh. Hortiz. I almost did it again.
Tits.
Hortiz, of course, works with Harbaugh's brother, John, who has coached the Ravens for 16 seasons. Cunningham worked as a scout for the Ravens for 9 seasons before moving on to the Eagles and then the Bears. And I'm sure Brandon Brown has some other connection, but that's as far as the article goes.
I got cut off.
Got to pay for the full article. You got to pay
for that $199 is out of our, not on our budget. But it's interesting that they're basically like bringing like the chips to the poker table, and they're like, all right, well, we've already lined up the best chips for GM. Just what stack do you want? Just grab the one. Let us know what you want. We've interviewed them. We've vetted them. We know what these guys offer. We're not going to be surprised by anything when you bring one of these guys up. Mm-hmm. I love that they're doing this. I think this is another cookie crumble, another thing that leads us down the sleuthing path. Yeah. The breadcrumb, the sleuthing of getting him onto the Chargers.
Aha, a clue. More coaching news. Mike Garofalo tweeting out, the Chargers blocked the Giants' request to interview special teams coordinator Ryan Ficken, sources say. So while the Chargers work toward finding its next head coach, they clearly still hope Ficken is part of the next coaching staff.
Great. I love this.
Great. Goodness.
I've never seen a block. I love it.
No, yeah.
I've never really like, heard of someone being blocked from an interview.
What's gonna happen is there's gonna be a whole brand new facility, all these new offices, and the only person that's gonna be there when Harbaugh shows up is Ficken. It's like, what are we doing, coach? He's just the only guy from the last staff that's there. That's it.
That's awesome.
GIF. Can't get rid of GIF.
I've got to bring GIF back, maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, listen.
Who knows what GIF opportunities GIF might have somewhere else?
It's true.
Absolutely. Yeah, we haven't seen him being interviewed elsewhere. We saw Derek Ansley's getting interviewed by the Giants. Yeah, for defensive coordinator over there. So they didn't block that. It's a little telling.
Staley hasn't been interviewed by anybody.
Not yet. There's still time.
Someone will be desperate at some point.
Well, hopefully you're desperate to go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat, to check out all the fun, silly videos we got over there. I just posted up a video on our day in the life of a Charger Chat podcaster. I had a lot of fun making that. So
funny as hell.
And we got tons of other plans lined up for Patreon pretty soon here. We might have some. It's going to be a long off season, folks. We're going to be sitting here twiddling thumbs, throwing darts at dartboards, trying to figure out how do we keep this off season entertaining. Life finds a way over at patreon.com/chargerchat. But if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions in Ask Bold Fam. So go check out chargerchat.com. All right, gang, time to go on to the next segment. It's fun to do this on a Monday instead of a Friday, but
he's back. Yeah,
he's back, baby. You know him. You love him. It's the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
What am I so chipper about? Did you guys not watch Wildcard Weekend? The two teams I identified as completely fraudulent some months ago, the Miami Dolphins and Dallas Cowboys, both met their demise. One game in very embarrassing fashion, but I was called a hater for weeks by people who said I just didn't like Dolphins and Cowboys fans, which I don't for several reasons. But I mean, wasn't it really obvious if you paid attention? Teams beat up on some of the little children of the poor, but when you played the good ones, you either got embarrassed or struggled mightily. And it's just amazing that in consecutive days, both of their seasons ended. And you guys know I live in Texas, so it's really, really quiet out here in Cowboy Land. But I digress. CC Gang, the biggest of salutes into the rest of the boat, fam. What is goody? She got Craig in Texas. San Jerry, Texas. But welcome to another edition of the Craig Experience. Yeah, man, what a joyous weekend. But here we are, start of a new week. You're seeing this on a Tuesday. And as of yesterday, the Chargers have had their in-person interview with the one Jim Harbaugh. So very exciting times. But I want you guys to pump your brakes just a little bit, because unless you want to be hit with multiple penalties, and Mr. Harbaugh's kind of sort of dealing with this right now, coming from the college ranks, the Chargers need to abide by certain things, specifically the Rooney Rule, which I have my own personal thoughts about, because in theory, it's a good idea. In practice, something totally different. Just feels like it wastes a whole bunch of people's time, and it can be very disingenuous and unauthentic. But here's the thing. They've already met with one minority candidate as of Sunday, Leslie Frazier. Unless something else has happened by the time you're seeing this, I don't believe it will have. They will still need to wait until after the divisional round next week if they want to interview someone else who is currently with another franchise. Now, again, if they were to interview someone not working with a franchise that satisfies that role, it would feel, again, a little fugazi. And as far as the optics are concerned, I don't think they want to deal with that. But also, I do believe that it serves the Chargers well to continue meeting with those that are associated with winning programs so that they can pick their brains, kind of find out what they think about what would help fix the franchise and maybe incorporate that into some of the other things that they're doing right now. Never hurts. If you can talk to some of the better minds in the league, you should take that opportunity. So guys, chill. It may not happen as quickly as you want, but give it time. The flip side to this, though, is one thing that maybe concerns me just a little bit, just slightly. The Cowboys getting the crap kicked out of them could mean the end of Mike McCarthy. And, you know, Jerry could open up that pocketbook and really go in the couch cushions and pull out, you know, $20+ million if he decides to throw that at Jim. You know, is what it is. But I really don't think this is all about the money for Harbaugh. He wants to be a part of something where he can build, not necessarily just take something over and expect, you know, the ship to be righted. You go look at his past in San Diego, and that program rebuilt them, made them successful. Stafford, from nothing to something. The Niners, immediate turnaround. And then the job he just fulfilled in Michigan. So he's a builder. He wants to come in and, you know, either restore franchises from the depths of hell or build them up. So I don't think he wants to walk into a quote unquote ready-made situation. So I take a little bit of solace in that. As far as competition outside of the Chargers go, though, I think a lot of people were kind of spooked out about the Raiders and some of the connections there, which made sense. But God bless Max Crosby, who essentially came out and said that they want to retain their, well, previously interim head coach, Mr. Antonio Pierce. And he's the leader in the locker room amongst the majority of the players. But specifically, Mr. Crosby came out and said that he could explore maybe demanding a trade if they go with another selection. Now, do I think the franchise will make its decision based off of one player? I mean, he is one of the best in the league at his position. Probably doesn't carry the same weight as, say, like a franchise QB or something like that, but it's not just him. He's probably just leading the charge. And so with that in mind, they probably end up going that route, but we'll see. They're not the ones that I'm really worried about. The Commanders, on the other hand, little bit more worried because, I mean, what I think they may be in the top three as far as cap space going in next year. They've got a top three pick. You know, it's a story franchise, but they've been, you know, in the gutter for quite some time. But the thing that really is a draw for Jim is the fact that he's right there, what, in DMV, about 45 minutes away from his brother in Baltimore. And it'd be an easy commute for his parents to see both of their sons play. He would then be in the NFC. Brother stays in the AFC. You could potentially have another Harbaugh down the road. And just Jim is really about family. And that could be a pull in that direction, honestly. Outside of just all of the resources he would have with the new ownership and the amount of bread that they have to spend, that's something to keep an eye on. But still, I'm not overly concerned. Just a bit more than I would be about the Raiders. And Michigan, man, you know, could he go back? Mm-hmm. Possibly. Would he want to have to deal with those sanctions? Doubt it. And the job's already done. Dude won him a chip. Made good. And J.J. McCarthy, who Harbaugh loved, also just declared as well. So he'd have a new quarterback to have to groom. And Ohio State is loading up, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw that. If you keep up with college football, man, oh, man, they are looking to come back with a vengeance. But anyway, Jim did what he needed to do there. So I don't think Michigan's a huge play. I mean, at that parade, I don't know if you guys watched it, and, you know, kind of him talk about things and the way everybody was fawning over him. He just seemed like, hey, you know, I appreciate this, but I ain't committing to anything. You hear the crowd chanting 10 more years, 10 more years. Man, Jim had that Magic Johnson face on him like, nah, it's a wrap, man. Not coming back. But again, still an option. Now, another thing that I'm really happy about that's taking place is just like the turnover in the coaching ranks. Before, Jim was kind of like the main name. But in the last week, week and a half, we've seen guys be relieved of duties like Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, Pete Carroll, and to a much lesser extent now, Dan Quinn. Did you guys realize the Cowboys had won 16 straight games at home prior to that shellacking they took on Sunday night? Just glorious. Whew, kicking them while they're down. Absolutely, I am. Petty P in the building. So, you know, still, names out there that are in demand, and it muddies things up a little bit. All the focus isn't on Jim, even though, obviously, Jim is probably the best selection. You can say what you want about Bill Belichick being the best head coach of all time, but the truth of the matter is never did anything without Brady. And also, style's a bit antiquated now. Not necessarily sure that it works anywhere else. He's super rigid and just doesn't match that LA vibe for me. So do with that what you will. But it's going to be a fun next week or so, people. But I will say this, exercise some patience. Let everything run its course. But pay attention to everything that's going on, because also, if you've noticed, some of the GM interviews that the Chargers have had are guys with connections to Jim Harbaugh. And there are a bunch of them that they're, well, a few of them, they've gotten out of the way prior to speaking to Jim. And there is at least one more lined up after. Wouldn't be shocked if one of those names is hired as GM after this Harbaugh meeting and the next GM meeting that they have coming up soon. And then you see Jim announced the week after. I'm just saying, reading a little bit of the tea leaves here, connecting some dots, but always do your own research, folks. Everything out there in the media is put out there for a reason. People have their own agendas. They're looking to serve particular purposes. There are some news and tidbits that are dropped purposely to misdirect you and also get you maybe a little concerned, but just pay attention to the moves that the Chargers are making, the people that they're talking to, the timing in which they're doing it. Also pay attention to the fact that Jim is interviewing with them first, and he's there at the point that I'm recording this, his only scheduled that we know of publicly interview on the books. But the fact that he went straight to LA should tell you a little bit. And we've already heard about what he feels with regard to Justin Herbert, I was about to call him Mr. Long Locks, but he's not that right now. Offseason cut. I'd rather the long hair, bro. Bring that back. But, you know, Jim is all in on 10, as he should be. And the future, for the time being, looks very, very bright, potentially. Just need Dean to get this right. Don't fumble it, man. It's right there in your grasp. Make it happen. And then, some point next week, I feel we will all be much happier, much more optimistic, and with very good reason. So anyway, we'll continue to watch how these playoffs, you know, happen and who ends up hoisting the Lombardi at the end of the year. Great for them. I'm ready for next season, as I'm sure you guys are. So, I'll check y'all out next time. You know, have fun in the interim. You know, no more Chargers football for right now. So go, you know, find something else to do with your time. Go catch up on some stuff that you put off to the side. If you have been neglecting your family, which I would never recommend doing, you know, go put in some work there. Win back some brownie points, because football season can be stressful, man. If you have a significant other and they allowing you to, for hours on end, sometimes full days, just veg out and watch ball, show your appreciation. Trust me. You don't want to be the one to just be selfish in that way, because you went through a season that was full of ups and downs and a lot of pain, and then you have to turn right around and look at the person that you love and have to deal with their ire as well. You don't want that. Make it right. Go do your thing. Again, until next time, I love you people. You know who it is. It's Mr. Volganga Do Not Bang, a.k.a. TOP_FLYT3 over on Twitter. You can also catch me over on the Lightning Round podcast as a co-host over there. So come check us out. And until the next time, y'all take it easy and take my advice. Go hang out with the people. But see you guys later. Okay? Love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Craig, for another awesome Craig experience. The one thing I love about Craig is he is always connecting dots. Craig is the sleuth of this podcast. I know Detective Huggin is always on the case, but Corporal Craig is on it as well.
Yeah,
the Washington connection.
I'm more of a hobbyist, really. He's a professional.
Yeah. 2020 happened. You stayed at home. You're like, maybe I should be a detective.
So the amount of time I have to sit down and go to that water closet, and that's my sleuthing.
But yeah, that Washington connection is wild. I didn't.
I didn't think about
Kevin
that.
Wasn't
I didn't
happy
like
about that.
I didn't like watching a word of what he said. But it's a good point.
It's very good points. And yeah, that's the other thing that we haven't talked about is like all the other head coaches that became available. I was like, Mr. Vrabel, hello.
That makes it a lot easier for us for sure. Because
it'll make the worst case scenario of us not getting Harbaugh and him going back to Michigan easier to digest if you can land Vrabel or one of those guys. Because there are a lot of good. It's not, Ben Johnson is the number two option now. It's like, no, we have like legit head coaches with a lot of really good experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Pete Carroll's going anywhere. I think they said that he's going to stay with the Seahawks as like a coordinator or assistant or some connection. But yeah,
probably Vrabel in the front office. Probably they're probably going to promote him to the front office,
something like that. But like you know, having Vrabel out there and Belichick and you know guys with a lot of experience, it becomes like this could be an interesting offseason. Now it's not just a bunch of you know coordinators and that are gunning for head coaching positions now.
It is the fact that Harbaugh has only interviewed with us. And that was like a pretty quick turnaround a week after, exactly a week from when
he won. Exactly a week, yeah.
It was the next football thing he did.
Yeah.
After winning the championship.
It'll hurt my heart a little bit if in this time where we don't sign him, he goes and visits someone else. It'll be feel a little bit like cheating. Yeah. But I do think like the GM thing, I wouldn't be surprised if that was what a big part of this meeting was. Like, okay, you That's interviewed true. The guys I told you to interview. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
The next step is showing me that you mean it. Hire one of those guys, and then we can really get down to business and see what my contract looks like. You know, like, and then I'll sign after you've kind of put your foot in the game. I don't know. That's a big power play from Harbaugh if that's really what's going on behind the scenes. But I kind of like it. I kind of like strong-arming the span eye a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah, like hire my guy. And then we'll see if I sign
up. Kind of like it.
And if I don't, you're going to have that guy no matter what.
All right. Well, Craig, again, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All the sleuthing you do, all the tidbits that you give us. Love it. And now, folks, it's time to go on to the next segment, Ask Bolt Fam. Let's go.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Go jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And I don't know if I scared you. I don't know. Was it something I said? Did I not have a breath mint? Was my breath smelly? But we only got 7 people that sent us questions this week. So it should be a quick one for those of you that are.
Honestly, I don't know if it's going to be that much quicker. I think we may just dive on
the floor
in a lot of these.
Yeah. It depends. But it's going to be a short one. So just hang on. It'll be over before you know it.
Don't leave us forever.
Don't leave us.
Kevin's scared that everyone
doesn't like us anymore.
Well, let's start off Ask Bolt Fam at the top with Tony Francis, who asked the question, what do you think the tears of Cowboys fans taste like? Is it similar to those of Raiders fans? Now that the Cowboys got absolutely spanked in the playoffs, do you think they will fire their head coach? If so, do you think they will make a pass at Harbaugh? FTR, K, love you, bye.
The way I look at the two different fan bases tears, you know, it's kind of like, I hate the comparison, but it's kind of like piss. Like one of them is a lot more hydrated than the other. Like I'd imagine one set of tears has a little bit more asparagus kind of taste.
Really?
And then I'd say the Cowboys, Raiders are definitely dirtier tasting tears.
Really? No 100%. Water. They don't hydrate.
They don't hydrate at all. So I think the Cowboy fans probably hydrate a little more, so they have better tasting tears.
It's hotter, though, in Texas.
Mm.
Yeah.
And everything's bigger in Texas.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about at first. I thought we were going
to... Surprise, cuckface!
Dive right into the head coach.
No, we're talking about the tears.
The tears.
Come on.
You read it.
I did read it.
Yeah, I would say that the Cowboys' tears, that's like a little bit more of a Tex-Mex vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
they're a little bit more entitled tears, too. They really leaning on.
They probably taste the entitlement.
Dude, they probably taste even better because I think if you ask a Raider fan.
It's like a good wine.
Yeah, I think if you ask a Raider fan going into the season, they're like, yo, we're favorites to win the AFC West. They know that they're not. You know, like, they know who they are. They're not going to.
They're the boxed wine.
Yeah, yeah, they're the boxed wine. Yeah,
they're the $5.
Hey, we belong too, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Technically, you're in the wine section, but yeah, we all know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're not serving
the Cowboys fans are so delusional. They really believe that they're going to win the Super Bowl every single year. They really, really believe that. Even with Dak Prescott, they think this is the year. We them boys. We're going to win it. So I think that there is a little bit more of like a, I don't know, a quantity. I think there's probably more tears from the Cowboys, you know?
more of a pound
Cowboys
it,
tears are in the Costco's and the Sam's Club of the world.
Yeah.
You get a big jug,
you
six
buy
pack.
It in bulk. Yeah.
When have you met a lot of Raider fans? There's not a lot of crying with them. There's not, you know, the energy
no,
is it.
Yeah,
I can't imagine there's a you know, plentiful amount of tears.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't even know what's going on by the end of the game. A lot of them, they're just ready to smoke cigarettes and
puke.
Hurl a battery at somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the question of the Cowboys getting rid of their head coach, Mike McCarthy.
This is, sure. I disagree.
Really?
You go first. I'll go second.
Dude, I don't know how you don't like they. I think it's the epitome. It's almost. I don't know if it's that. If it's that similar to a Marty Schottenheimer thing, but like the guy wins in regular season games, but he cannot win in the playoffs.
Hmm.
He just can't. You get thrashed like that. Even Jerry Jones this last week leading up to the game is like, they asked about his future, McCarthy's future. He's like, we're going to take it week by week. And the only week that they had in the playoffs, he got destroyed by the Packers. And that's two out of the last 3 years now that the Packers have beat them in the first round of the playoffs. So I don't know. Like, if you're building this thing going forward, like, I think as a Cowboy fan, I don't know anything. I don't know who our coach is. I don't know who our quarterback is. I don't know anything about this organization. Like, what like is solid moving forward?
All right. Well, here's my rebuttal. Yeah. Dak Prescott was doing this well before he even got there. So I think if you look at their record, what he's done for the Cowboys, the seasons he's been there, they're always a good team going into the playoff with a good seed. So I think what it comes down to is I watched every snap of that game.
You think Dak is that bad?
Dak is that bad in the playoffs. He is that bad. True. I was watching every play. He was throwing into some ridiculous coverages.
Their defense was god awful too.
Sure. But what happens when you throw in the first first half, you throw two interceptions. One of them is a pick six. It is deflating. I honestly, if you're going to do anything, I think you get a new quarterback. That guy is way too expensive for not being able to do anything in the first round of
Jerry
the playoffs.
Jerry Jones is going to fire Mike McCarthy.
Let's see. Let's
so
see.
Fast. Well, especially with this
think
year,
about
this
it.
Off season of all the coaching. But we just talked about like the coaching options out there. This does not come around every year where there's three like legitimate heavy hitting head coaches out there on the open market right now. That doesn't come around all the time.
Well, but think about it. This is kind of like a Schottenheimer thing though. He's like been 12-5 or like they've been in like the top ranking of the
that's
NFC.
That's not good enough for the Cowboys.
But
that's not the Chargers. Hell yeah. Keep that guy forever.
I know, but
we're
it's easy.
Playoffs.
It's easy to blame
AFC West.
It's easy to blame McCarthy in that game, but McCarthy, the way that game started, that was just players.
Dude,
not
McCarthy
being ready to
some real dumb crap.
Sure, I just think if you're gonna get rid of somebody, you do the quarterback before you do that head coach.
They're both gone, dude.
They're 100% both gone. Fire them both.
Done. Yeah, they're both gone for sure.
It's just crazy because think about it though. He was doing that before McCarthy even got there.
I would love a bet on McCarthy staying.
All right, let's do it. Let's do 20.
One more
20
time.
Bucks.
$20.
He doesn't get. I think he gets fired. You say he doesn't.
Yeah, $20.
Okay. Okay.
Welcome. You're welcome, Cowboys. He is back with your team.
Yeah, honestly, because of that bet, now he's probably staying.
He's definitely staying.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Well, if they were to get rid of him, do you think? I don't know. I mean, the talk of money, you know, of throwing that towards Harbaugh, that doesn't seem to be a big get for him. I mean, that whole Harbaugh family has to be rich as, you know, god awful.
Yeah. He's like, been living in Ann Arbor, Michigan the last 10 years. He's just sitting in dough.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, will they make a pass? Maybe. But I mean, Harbaugh's got to want to agree to go to something like that. And right now, the Chargers, with everything that they have lined up, seems to be a more promising and a more, just a better situation for him to fall into, not the Cowboys of all teams.
Why did Harbaugh leave the NFL last time? Because he didn't have enough control. Jerry Jones
is not going to give you
shit. You're going to have no say in anything.
No. He's the general manager and owner. He's the only one in the league.
And he's like 95 years old.
Yeah.
It's like you're a puppet in Dallas. You have no say or control of anything. You just suck up to Jerry Jones long enough to keep your job. So no, absolutely not. Harbaugh will not go to the Cowboys. Belichick will not go to the Cowboys. I don't know who they're going to be able to wrangle in there. I don't know.
I think that's what I think. I think that's why he'll stay.
You think McCarthy's enough of a puppet?
He has enough Astro lube to be ready to go and do exactly what he wants.
How?
And he's still able to pull out 12 wins each season.
All right.
All lubed up.
All right. I see where you're going with this.
Pulled out. all right. Well, Anthony, Tony Francis, thank you for asking the question.
See what I mean? When there's only 7 questions, we spent like 5 minutes on that one.
Yeah. Got to the lube somehow on that question.
Yeah. Dangerous for our podcast.
Very. Let's move it on now to Lexi M., who asked the question. Okay. I've had some time to decompress and reflect. Here's some thoughts. As much as I wish things in the post had gone differently, I know they won't change. However, I'm excited to see the Chargers to come and see what is in store for us. You guys have made this journey over the last few years so much easier, and I thank you for that. I know we say next year as a habitual song at this point, but I feel like with all the things we've been saying all along, choosing to blame the Spani to make it easier to swallow, I think the recent statements have made it clear they understand things cannot keep going in the same way. So hopefully this means good changes for the players and us. I guess I need to do a question. Favorite flavor of chips? Personally, I love barbecue, but I can get down on some jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. FTR, FTC, que la vie bye. This absolutely feels like a different offseason. Completely. I mean, just with the level of coaches available and with the buzz surrounding Harbaugh coming to the Chargers, it feels way different than any other offseason where there's been an open head coach position for the Chargers. So
sure.
It is very exciting. And yes, you have to expect that the Spani and everybody in that front office is aware of, like, we have to do this. We have to get this guy and do everything within their power to make that happen. So it'll be interesting to see how it all goes down and how long it takes for that to happen. But the question, favorite flavor of chips?
Chippos.
Chipperoonies.
That's a good question.
Like when you walk into the gas station, you see this chip, you can't not buy it.
I'm going to go Cool Ranch Doritos. I just can eat so many of them. I love Cool Ranch Doritos so bad.
Blindsided you.
Either that or Pringles, because they're not really chips, but that you can eat like the whole thing of them. Once you pop, can't
just
stop.
Just the normal flavored
barbecue. Barbecue Pringles, barbecue. But I got to go Doritos.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Interesting. Blindsided.
My mouth is watering right now.
I know, me too. So bad. My go-to, like when I go to like Jersey Mike's or a sub shop, is the Kettle Cook jalapeno ones.
Nice.
Those are real, real good. But if I go to like the grocery store, I don't know why, but the sun chip, like the garden salsa sun chips, I could sit and eat that entire bag. Not like the giant bag. I love those so much.
Nice.
They're so good.
Nice. I'm not big on getting odd flavors. I love an original salt because I'm more about the salt. I love the salty kind of flavor. Not even the salt and vinegar, because vinegar, who invited that to the party? But but just some regular salt. And so like for me, it's more about the texture. So it's more about like the kettle. I love the crunch of kettle. I could eat a whole bag of those just from like just crunching them. It just feels good to crunch.
How do we feel about Funyuns?
They're a little too intense. I don't mind them every once in a while, but not a whole bag. I gotta share. I gotta have some buddies that want to get down on some fun
them, you
with
grab
them.
A handful.
Sure, I'll take one. Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna have
it. It feels like they had a prime time, like late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Like everybody had Funyuns, but it feels like they've just kind of
cafeteria.
Yeah, it's just kind of surprising. Yeah, that they've stayed this long now, because I don't know anybody that eats Funyuns. Period.
What a weird. It's like onions. Like, why is that what you're gonna run with? As like, even if that's gonna be your flavor, just market it differently.
But they're fun, Kyle.
They're fun onions. Onions that are fun.
But they're fun.
I don't know. They're good, but I don't know. I don't think I've ever bought a bag of Funyuns. Mm. Maybe I will. My mouth's watering. Thank you.
I'm so hungry right now.
That's our next Patreon video. We'll do
us eating chips.
Yeah, do our chip tier list of chips. But all right. Well, there you go. Lexi M., thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Marco Dalio, who asked the question, how soon will we know, Jim? Come on, man. You know you want to. Also, what the hell happens if we don't get him?
So when do you think he's going to get hired? Like, when do you think that happens? You said, Kyle, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you said a little later.
I think around the AFC, like the championship weekend, AFC NFC championship.
I think it's as soon as possible on that date, whatever it is like the 22nd. That's it. We're going to have a new coach on the 22nd, and that's going to be horrible.
Is that a week from today?
Yeah, Monday. After the next round of the playoffs.
All right.
Yeah. But what happens if we don't get him? Like, honestly, of all the coaches that are out there right now available, Vrabel is my number two right now.
Me too. Vrabel's number two for me.
Everyone else seems like they come with a lot more baggage or...
Right?
I don't know. There's just so much stuff coming out with, you know, I just never think that Belichick's going to leave the Patriots. And now that they've left, it's more of these little stories are starting to come out. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh yeah, so you told, Belichick told Kraft that, you know, Tom Brady was done, and then he was pissed because Tom Brady went down to Tampa and won a Super Bowl. So like there's all these little stories coming out, like that kind of stuff. It's like, all right, well, I don't know if I want that. We just got done with that, and we got players that didn't want to play for our coach. So so I don't know. I think Vrabel's the guy for me, number two.
I think it's interesting, like when I look at head coaching, it's like running the organization, how your players feel about you, and you're able to get production on the field. And Vrabel did it without a quarterback. I mean, he took Ryan Tannehill, who was basically cast off from the Dolphins and was making deep runs in playoffs and doing it with like a hard-nosed defense running game. I just like his, like, I like his vibe. I like his energy that he brings to a team. Look, if we hire Bill Belichick, I'm not going to be upset. I'm just throwing that out there. I know a lot of people out there are like, I don't want him. The guy, Tom Brady's great. He's an incredible quarterback. Justin Herbert's an incredible quarterback. And we've had a ton of coaches not win with him.
Right.
So I don't care if he can only win with a great quarterback. That's perfect, because that's what we have.
Guess what?
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got that. So
open door number one. There's Justin Herbert.
Can't win with Mac Jones. Okay.
Makes sense.
I couldn't either. You know, but
can't win with Bailey Zappi.
Weird.
He's proven that he doesn't ruin good quarterbacks, which we've had now for the last feels like 20 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not going to be upset if Bill Belichick, arguably be the greatest coach of all time, comes to the Chargers. I will not be upset. But all that being said, I have it as Harbaugh 1, Vrabel 2 right now.
Agreed. 100%. There you go. Marco Dalio, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
Alohi, Charger Chat fam. After watching DeMarco Ryan, a first-time head coach, and the dominant performance this Texans team is having, and watching Ryan's hire in Bobby Slowick, groom Stroud, has really been incredible to watch. Now you're starting to see Slowick's name thrown around for head coaching jobs this year. That being said, let's re-poke the bear of the first for the first head coach hiring scenario again, since I have nothing else to ask at this point. LOL. Would that kind of success being hired by the Chargers give you confidence in him being a head coach? Not saying I want him, just in general, and let you sleep at night, or would you want even someone like him to prove themselves more before you bump him up to that kind of responsibility? Hope this question makes sense, but let's hope Harbaugh doesn't leave this interview without a contract. Can't love you, bye.
All right, Mr. Slowick. Yeah, the Texans, it's been inspiring.
They came out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody saw that coming. I mean, CJ Stroud is awesome, and to have DeMarco Ryan, a first-time head coach, make it to the playoffs like that, that's pretty incredible. So
I think it's tough to hire somebody off that staff right away, because who knows how that little ball of lightning, whatever happened to make that work out. You know, I feel like you need to see that a little bit more consistently before you're like, yeah, this is why this is so good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way this happened. This feels like Brandon Staley 2.0.
I was going to say that. Like, yeah. It's like, I'm all for like seeing what they've done recently. Like, hey, Jim Harbaugh just won a freaking national championship. That's great. But Jim Harbaugh's got a bodied history of like
NFL success. And college coach.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. 1 year. You know, like Kyle said, lightning in a bottle type success, like that's great, but doesn't instill confidence
and then get an opportunity.
Yeah.
And consistently win in the playoffs, not just get there. You know, that's what we need. We're clearly can make the playoffs. Like we have that quarterback. We just got to be able to win in the playoffs. And I think that's what Harbaugh brings as opposed to some of these other guys who don't have experience. And we've talked about it before, just having the experience, man, like, I want that so much as a Charger fan,
right?
Not to be worried about some new coach and what they're gonna. I hate that interview where it's like, you know, I'm learning on the job. First year went good. I'm gonna improve going into second year. Like, no, stop it. Stop learning on the job. Like, go. I want somebody that's done it. You know. Yeah.
No, that makes 100% sense. So that's gonna be a negative from us, Andrew Ramsey. But it's a good question. Appreciate you asking it. Let's move it on now to Zach Shelton.
Zach.
Who asked the question? So it was just announced today, Thursday, January 11th, that Carolina will be playing a game in Germany next season. They are one of our road opponents. So that got me thinking, would you rather, if given the choice, want the team to play on a holiday like Thanksgiving or play internationally, for example, in Germany?
This is an easy answer for me.
It is. For me, it's kind of hard.
Oh, God, Germany, dude. Like, I've been there. I worked there.
Would you go? Yes. For me, it's like, if I
would
do
anything, I would do anything in my power. Obviously, I'm talking, we're talking a couple weeks of like meetings with my wife and making sure that stuff could happen. I'm probably going to have to give up.
Out.
I'm going to have to give up a first round, a third round, maybe a couple fives. Giving up some picks to be able to do that. But like, I couldn't imagine anything cooler than going to Germany and watching the Chargers play in Munich, right? In Munich.
Yeah, if I could guarantee I'm there, I would do the international game. But I also have four children and a wife that works a lot.
What if you bring your kids over here or I bring my kids over there and we just like...
Double down one of our wives?
Yeah, put two the one. I guess that doesn't really help anything. That same amount of kids. Just this. Yeah, okay. No,
that would be even.
Didn't think it through.
Dude, that would be way more chaotic for both of them.
All eight of them. Eight two kids. Moms.
Yeah right.
Not just eight
all
kids,
fighting.
Eight boys. Eight knuckleheads. Eight boys,
yeah. Not enough iPads in this world to appease.
All the same age, too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the same age.
That would be.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, we'll be there. We have to be there. We can't allow the wives.
Okay,
to
so let's work. Let's move aside whether how you get there.
Yeah,
imagine us going to Germany.
No, I know if I could
for
be there,
like
100%,
3 days.
But I'm just saying, if for whatever reason my schedule didn't line up and there's no way I could be there. I would much rather watch and have. I just think that teams get so screwed on these travels, dude. I think it's just it sucks for the players. That would just be really terrible. So if I can't be there, I would love a holiday game because sitting back with nothing to do on Thanksgiving and watching football and it's the Chargers on, that's just that's
but I kind of on the flip side, I kind of like sitting down on one of those days and not having any stress, being able to eat and chill and watch random games and not it's my true. Team where I'm like geared up, ready to go, like stressed out of my mind. I'm not wanting to eat. So I don't know. You can look at it many different ways.
Yeah.
But I've been to Munich. It's insanely cool. And that would be such a freaking rad place to go see the Chargers play.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're due, right, for an international?
I think we are. Mexico City was the last time we played. That was like 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely due for an international game.
It's been
game.
5 years. This will be the fifth year. So, yeah, we're probably up.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, not looking at it as a selfish thing of, like, what would I prefer? And, you know, if I look at it from a player perspective, it's like traveling, that's a lot, especially to go overseas and stuff like that. Like, that, I'm sure, has an impact on how their game is going to be once they finally land. But then also, like, playing on a holiday game, like, it's time away from their families. That could have an impact on them in that regard. So,
yeah,
it's tough. That's a tough question. I feel like the Germany one would be way more exciting.
Dude, think about whenever we get to go on road trips together as friends.
Yeah,
we come out of there like another level of excitement. Yeah. Imagine like 5 games into the season, they all just went to Munich together, and it's like team building exercise 99 with Coach Harbaugh. They come out of there with the German energy, that's, and they're smashing faces.
And I think that's the other difference too. Is like, you know, a holiday game, somebody's going to be a home team. International game, there ain't no home team. You just got crazy fans screaming probably from sun up to sundown.
And if we have Harbaugh, that's going to be a pretty fun.
Yeah.
And if we're playing the Panthers, it'd be even better.
Pretty rad. Come on. Extra cool.
Sign me up. All right. There you go. I say Germany.
Germany.
Give us that. Zach Shelton, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to Athir Kadir.
Athir.
Who asked the question?
Kyle.
Sorry, Kadir. Willie started talking. I got messed up.
Judge it, Chet, my baby! Wolf Dog, my boy, Kevin and Kyle, the coach! I have a great question, please, baby! Looking at the schedule for next season, regardless of what the roster looks like with Coach Harbaugh, what is the floor and ceiling? Make a record prediction, baby! Mine is floor 11-6 and a playoff win. The ceiling is 13-4, AFC West title and AFC championship game appearance, baby! Love you, my boys! Fuck the AFC West! Go Bolts, baby!
Well, I'll just say that Harbaugh just went 15-0. So if he's your coach, I think the ceiling is undefeated, right?
Yeah.
It kind of aligns with what we do here.
That's every team's ceiling, right?
I think so. So I'm going to go ceiling 17-0.
Honestly, this question without our roster, that's a really hard prediction.
Yeah.
We're going to have at least half of our team is brand new.
But you're saying that Harbaugh's your coach. With that caveat. So what do you think? What can Justin Herbert? And Justin Herbert.
And Cameron Dicker is your kicker.
And Cameron Dicker.
Keep that in mind, too.
And Fickens, your special teams coordinator. We know these things for a fact.
Athir's asking us to get real, real, like, specific in the podcast. We don't like to do that. This sounds real realistic, and my heart is just saying 17-0.
17-0. Ceiling. 17-0.
I'll take his floor, 11-6. I think that's a nice floor if you have Harbaugh. Imagine we go 11-6.
Our floor was 11-6.
His
this
first
year?
Season as Frick head coach.
That's doubling our wins.
Yeah.
I'll take 10-7 as a floor.
Yeah.
That still gets you in the playoffs.
Right. That doubles what we did last season.
That's sad.
Yeah. Sucks. Yep.
And I like the playoff win as well for his floor. Like, his floor is 11-6 and a playoff win.
Yeah.
Like, it playoff bound is the floor.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I like that.
God, I just want
my where OCD's head's at right now.
Athir's where it's at, dude. My OCD brain needs to like know my coach so then I can like put that to the side. I don't need to like stress about that anymore because that's all I'm thinking about. I wake up, I search Harbaugh on YouTube. What are people saying about him? I just want this solved. I just can't handle this in my life anymore. Please solve this for me, Spani.
All right. Well, I think we're with you, Athir. So thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Mr. Pekar, who asked the question. So first of all, how the heck are y'all? Most of us have all five senses available to us. Vision, touch, taste, hearing, and smell, which is painful right now after that chili I had hit me wrong this morning. Ooh, if you know what I mean. But anywho, what three senses let you know that Chargers football is back in full swing? For me, it's hearing. With the fifth pick, the Los Angeles Chargers, vision, training camp, watching the team run drills. Touch, the hugs, high fives, knuckles, butt smacks, you know, the good game type from the other Charger fans. What three senses bring it all together for you? FTR, bolt up, baby. K, I love you, bye. Using some senses, vision, touch, taste, hearing, and smell. What three senses bring it all together for you?
Taste?
Okay. Kevin, let's start with taste.
Kevin sent a little tongue out there. What are you tasting in the next Charger season?
Well, it's our go-to carne asada burrito. Like, I don't... Yeah, I think that kind of is the taste of the season starting.
Oh, the pre-game. Yeah.
I always grab...
Really eat that? Do you eat it consistently in the season?
Not really. So I usually grab two of them, and one for me, one for Adam, and I go to his place. So I think that's the taste of Charger season starting.
I like that.
So I'll start with taste as one of them for me. Go ahead.
I like that.
We'll go with hearing. I think, I don't know. I love Matt Money Smith. I love his voice and the way that he talks about the Chargers.
Nice.
I think he's so like brutally honest and not like, oh, I'm paid by the Chargers, so I have to watch what I say. And I love that. So hearing Matt Money on the play call, and this season I started listening to the radio call instead of the
so much
TV
better
broadcast, and it's so much better.
Yeah. I feel like I have better insight on the team after that, as
for
opposed
sure.
to
yeah,
like
yeah.
people, you know, whatever the general population of the NFL is talking about. Like we have different insight, and you can tell who's listening to the broadcast and not the Money version.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Let's see. For me, it's probably vision, man. That social media team. I mean, just scrolling through Twitter and the YouTube and the all-ins and everything like that. Like visually seeing, you know, the draft picks, then obviously now the new coach talking to Justin Herbert or coaching him on the sideline and things like that. Like all of that is going to be like, oh, it's
on.
It's on. My eyes doth not deceive me. Like it is happening. Like it is going down. So yeah, for me, vision, man, just seeing all of that come together right before the season starts. Love it.
Looks like we got it.
All right. Well, there you go. Mr. Pekar, thank you for asking the question, and thank you everybody for asking questions here in Ask Bolt Fam. It was a short one. We told you it was going to be short. Look, we're already done. It was that
Look
quick.
At us.
Look at us. So much room for activities. But,
sleep.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it for us here on Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Harbaugh, just rip the Band-Aid. Just finish this quick.
It
sign.
Really would be nice so that we can not just like feel comfortable about it, but like rub it in everybody else's face. To be like, hey, Raiders fans, you wanted Harbaugh. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Hey, Commanders, guess what?
I'm in. I want that so bad. Just give it to us, please.
Please. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This Friday, get ready for the world premiere of Detective Huggin. He's finding the clues, connecting the dots, following the breadcrumbs, and drawing conclusions. And with the help of his partner, Corporal Craig, no open head coaching position is safe.
If I'm a sleuth, if I'm a PI, it makes sense that this shit's going down pretty soon.
Detective Huggin, this Friday on CBS.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.